This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know all that assorted detritus from your life that you just can't bring yourself to get rid of, but you also just can't find room for it in your garage? If you're like a lot of Americans, you've stashed it all in one of those self-storage places. The catch, of course, is that there are ever-expanding piles of detritus, and so there are ever more of those self-storage places, which has prompted zoning restrictions on them in cities across the country, including, most recently, New York. Marketplace's Sally Herships has that one.
Yes, New York City has proposed tighter restrictions for self-storage buildings in industrial neighborhoods, but this isn't a cosmic message from city legislators telling you it's time to go through your old Little League trophies or Barbie doll collection. There's a bigger concern.
Well, that it's displacing industrial jobs.
Adam Friedman is director of the Pratt Center for Community Development. He says self-storage units are big cash cows.
They employ very few people. They have very low operating costs, so that they can pay a lot for land.
Pushing out manufacturing jobs, which is why Friedman says businesses in New York that want to offer new self-storage services would need a special permit, one that proves the building is no longer appropriate for manufacturing. And cities like Charleston, San Francisco, and Miami are following suit for their own reasons, cracking down on what they say is too much self-storage.
In Miami, the issue here, it's really just more of a visual issue.
Adam Gersten sits on the Planning and Zoning Board of Miami. He says new self-storage facilities are going up near his house and a bar he's opening.
When you're driving by a neighborhood and you see one or two interesting stores or restaurants, but then you see this sort of industrial monolith, you sort of second guess whether this is a spot you actually want to get out of your car and walk around in.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I don't like the look of Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. I don't like the look of Burger King everywhere.
Michael Humphrey is COO of SNL Construction in the Bronx. He develops self-storage buildings. He has a long list of all the jobs he says the storage industry creates. Everything from real estate brokers to architects to those guys who inspect the fire sprinkler system. And he says they're not part-time jobs. Also, he says local businesses count on them to store merchandise.
I mean, if I could sit here for an hour and go through every time I thought of somebody that used self-storage, it could just go on forever.
But storage space critics say land use is an expression of a city's values. And the question we really need to ask is, what do we value more, space for our stuff or a good job? I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.